Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Ein bein kohen meshuach b'shemen ha-mishcha l'meruba begadim. There's no difference between a kohen gadol that was anointed with the shemen ha-mishcha, the special anointing oil that was hidden from the time of Yoshiyahu ha-melech. So afterwards, they didn't have it. L'meruba begadim. Because then after that, the way that a kohen gadol became the kohen gadol was specifically by begadim, by wearing the eight begadim. So there's no difference in the Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, with that oil, or the Kohanim Gedolim that were not anointed with oil, just they became the Kohen Gadol by wearing the Begadim. El par haba al kol ha-mitzvahs. The only difference is, if a Kohen Gadol that was Meshuach with the Shemen HaMishcha, that was anointed, if he was Mora Heter, if he taught a halacha on something that if a person did that Avera on purpose, he would be Chayiv Kares, and the Kohen Gadol taught that it's mutter to do such a thing, and the Averu was done, he would bring a special par. And that par was only if he was anointed. But the one that was not, did not bring this carbon. However, Taisyantiv points out, regarding the par of the Yom Kippur, that we know that the Kohen Gadol brings, or the Asiris Ha'efa, that they bring every day, the Minchas Chavitin, that a Kohen Gadol brings every day, they're both the same. Ein ben kohen mishamish the kohen shavar. There's no difference in a kohen that's mishamish, the kohen shavar. Mishamish, the case is, the Rav explains, if let's say a Kohen Gadol became Tamei, and during the time the Kohen Gadol was Tamei, they put another Kohen Gadol in his place. So the temporary Kohen Gadol is called the Kohen She'avar. So the Rav paints a picture like the following. Let's say a Kohen Gadol became Tamei, and another Kohen Gadol temporarily took his place to do some avoda. And now, the original Kohen Gadol was now fit, he became Tar, so he returns to his initial job. So the initial Kohen Gadol, the main one, is called the Kohen Mishamish. And the one that was just temporary is called the Kohen She'avar. So there's no difference between the two of them. Even now, even after the Kohen She'avar, he finished his temporary avoda. There's still no difference between him and the original Kohen Gadol. El par Yom Kippurim v'asira sa'efa. The only difference is the par of Yom Kippur is only brought by the original Kohen Gadol. And also the Minchas Chavitin, Asir Sa'efa, the Kohen Gadol brings every day, that's also only brought by the original Kohen Gadol. But the Rav says, regarding everything else, they're the same. If they wanted to be Makdir Ketiras, or to do any type of Avoda, and also the garments that they wear, the Shemona Begadim, they're the same. They're both only allowed to marry a Besula, they can't marry an Almana, and they're also Makriv Einanin.